You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something has to get you out of bed, and you have to create it. It has to be false.
If you put your head down and lock in on the vision, how could you not win? Only thing that's gonna cause you to lose is your mentality.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last, believe that something different can happen. And I say to my friends all the time, and we laugh about it. I truly.
If you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this.
In my mind, I'm always the best. I don't care what the people are thinking, what they say. In my mind, not just this year, but always, I'm always the best. I'm always going to say that because I think we have to thinking we are the best in our area. So in my area, I think I'm the best.
400 trillion to one. When you understand that math, how can't you live your life? That's how rare it is to be a human being. Given this ridiculous triple miracle, like you're literally more likely to win the lotto 10 times in your life than actually have a life. I'm asking you, I'm promising you, please take this swing, make this at bat. I am so tired of people stopping because you've got one at bat, 400 trillion to one. Please do something about it.
You gotta believe the delusion, because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional?
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody, because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there, and that's what it takes.
My philosophy is, why be normal when you can be the best? I don't want to be normal. I want to make the difference. So everything I do, I want to make the difference. Because when I make the difference, I'm the best. And that is not arrogance. That is confidence.
And that's where delusion comes in, because delusion is only delusional when you don't accomplish the goal of making your delusions a reality. You have to continue to practice. The more you practice it, you say if you practice it every for a year, you'd be better if you only practice it for a month. So the more you do it, the better you become. Being a real fighter, this is what you know. You see so many people that's in the gym. Matter of fact, I've boxed people in the gym that kick my ass every day. But then know what's different? When you get them in the ring and the light on them and people are eating popcorn and drinking beer and they freak out.
Without that belief, every journey will run into a debate. A debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain versus a lifetime of pride. What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel.
I really want to say to children out there and to people who are watching, Confucius said one time, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Everything in your life that you like and it comes to you is because you have a program to support that. That's wonderful. That means that's great. It's going to come to you because that program is bringing it to you. But in contrast, this is the one that's important. Anything you work hard to accomplish, anything you struggle over to make it happen, anything you put a lot of effort in, I want this, I'm going to work like crazy, I'm going to get this. My first question is, why are you working so hard? And the answer is very simple. Anything you're struggling to try to accomplish, whether it's health or love, relationships, whatever it is, if you're struggling, it represents a simple fact.
You have to be yourself. Doesn't matter if the people like or not. You think I'm going to change now? Our Christianity self is always, I'm going to change now. You think with nearly 40 years old, I'm going to change? Of course not. Oh, you like me or you don't like me. It's part of the life. For me, it's not a problem. In the national team, it was like that.
We gotta keep fighting. We gotta make a decision to eat better, to live better, to love better. We gotta make a decision when we wanna sit down and watch those soap operas, to make another decision, to go work on your cardio. You see, to become the greatest version of yourself is going to take the best version you ever seen.
What I try to do is just try to be still and understand that things come and go, emotions come and go. The important thing is to accept them all, to embrace them all. And then you can choose to do with them what you want versus being controlled by emotion.
Some people watching this, when they wake up tomorrow, what's the first action they can do tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to start renovating their emotional health?
The first thing they should do is change their physiology. Because before you try to take control of your mind, you take care of your body. Your body affects your emotion. Then how they become conscious of it is they simply ask themselves, in this moment, what am I focusing on? They start to ask, what am I focusing on? Well, what's wrong is always available. So is what's right. And then the meanings are the most important ones. Because when you're really upset, there's a meaning. And I always tell people, you know, meanings come from beliefs. A belief's a poor substitute for an experience. I could believe something about you, believe about me, but if we go hang out for a week, we know each other. If you tell me I know what China's like, you've never been there, it's your belief. If we go live there for 6 months, now you know. The answer to your question is they got to change the body first. They could do it by lifting weights. Anything that requires you to do something, even for a short time, give me 10 minutes, where you're pushing way beyond your comfort zone. What that does, it makes your mind and your body work together. And then you develop real will.
For an extended period of time. That's correct. Regularly.
So
it's more important than an extended period of time is the consistency.
If you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no shit, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
You cannot change your life unless you change something.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Take some action, because yeah, nothing changes if nothing changes, man.
Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you.
Nobody else at the moment has the power to change you unless you have that initial spark and say, I must do something. I don't want this anymore.
Scary to wake up every day and say, I'm stupid, but I want to figure out a way to be smarter. Versus saying, man, I just can't do that. So you limit this box. So your box becomes so small of things you can do.
In order for something new to come, something old must go.
If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
Let me tell you this. If you're currently dealing with any sort of addiction, whether it's alcohol or drugs, maybe you're struggling with a mental illness, you got this shit. Don't give up. I get it. I've been there. It's fucking hard. It's painful. It's lonely. But don't give up. All right? Go look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you are enough, because you are. You got this shit, homie. Let's go.
Don't you dare give up on yourself. It's just so sad to see that moment when someone gives up on themselves. That moment when someone gives up on the life they deserve because they listened to other people who did the same. Listen to me. This is important. Don't you dare give up on yourself. Other people might give up on you, but don't you ever give up on yourself.
Success is not measured on the days when the sun shines. Success is measured on the dark, stormy, cloudy days. And if you can't absorb failure, you're never going to meet success. There's going to be bad days, there's going to be dark days, but you got to embrace it, because that pain is what makes you stronger.
You have to face yourself. So many people live to be 100 years old and they die miserable, having everything, because they never examined. I call it my live autopsy. You never examine this. Happiness, peace, enlightenment, it's all up here, man. It's all up here. If I start talking like this, people go, man, you know, I don't know. It's the truth, man.
Yeah, it is true.
It's all up here. You just got to be willing to go and face it. And that's the hard part.
Because, dude, every single successful guy I know, which there's a bunch of them, you know, they're all normal. They got normal... Dude, they fucking struggle, man. Shit's hard. Like, it's just, they have bought into the idea that they don't require some sort of special superpower. And what ends up happening is, because you don't quit, you end up developing some superpowers.
have to face yourself. So many people live to be 100 years old and they die miserable, having everything, because they never examine. I call it my live autopsy. You never examine this. Happiness, peace, enlightenment, all up here, man. It's all up here. And I start talking like this, people are, man, I don't know. It's the truth, man. You just gotta be willing to go and face it. And that's the hard part.
You can protect yourself from negativity. And that's what stops most people, negative thoughts. The way you can put a coating around your mind is with one simple thing, gratitude. Gratitude erases negativity. I'm gonna show you how this works. If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Every time you feel, in the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop, just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want, everything you already have. Because what you have is substantial. But the fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The fact that you have any measure of health, that's another blessing. And I'm just talking to you, I don't even know you. I can give you 50 things you ought to be grateful for right now. I don't even know you.
You're not in competition with anybody but yourself. A lot of people can give up. It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done.
I'm not good enough. I know that much. And yet, I must try. No one expects much. Not from me. No one needs to tell me anything like that. It's not about winning or losing. It's about me taking you on right here and right now.
When things are going bad, there's going to be some good that's going to come from it. Didn't get the new high-speed gear we wanted? Good. Didn't get promoted? Good. More time to get better. Oh, mission got canceled? Good. We can focus on another one. Didn't get funded? Didn't get the job you wanted? Got injured? Sprained my ankle? Got tapped out? Good. Got beat? Good. You learned.
There's no ending. You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world, because that's where you find yourself. You don't find yourself in over here. You find yourself on the other end. Like the 100-mile race I was on, I ran it for 24 hours. I found myself on the other end of that fucking race. So the only way I became successful was going towards the truth. As painful and as brutal as it is, it changed me.
Most people spend their lives avoiding the painful, the difficult. You know, they're scared of public speaking, or they're scared of, so they avoid the things that challenge us. But as you know, it's where growth happens, and growth isn't always fun. It's often painful, but it's like a muscle. The more you push it, the more you get used to it. You know, there's a great thing at the Commando Training Center in Limpston that just says comfortable with uncertainty. And it's a great thing for life, you know. Don't get sat in that comfort zone too much.
If you know you won't give up, and you know you won't give in, and if you test yourself and you fail, but you know you're gonna get back up again, if you know that, then you know that your character is strong, and that's what matters.
Well, of course, everyone is different, but it's fearful. It's fearful. You know, life gets more and more difficult as we get older. We think it gets easier. It doesn't. It gets more complicated and layered. I've always said that life is kind of like from 1 to 40, it's all about addition, and from 40 on, it's about subtraction. And you have to say, you know what? How do I make myself happy? What is it going to do? Like, I try to make everyone happy. Now, what is the thing that's going to make me happy? But in doing that, you may have to change your life drastically. And that takes a lot of guts. But it's going to be worth it. You know, because sometimes we follow a path that wasn't the right path, and you don't, oh, how do I turn around? It's not easy. So that's a struggle, and it's kind of like a goal. You know, it's like, if you go to the gym, you go there, you're not in good shape, and you, after a year, you get stronger and stronger and stronger. Same thing with life.
I tell everybody, at one point in your life, you're gonna have to jump. You just gotta go. You gotta go. You cannot play it safe your whole life. You know, ships are safe when they're in port, right? A ship is safe in port, but that ain't what ships is built for. You're built to sail. You're built to be in rough water. You're built to go far away places. You are not built to stay in port. If your job is your port, now if it's the job of your dreams, that's one thing. But if you don't like your job, you just staying in port because it's safe, you're not built for that. You're a ship. You're built to sail. You're built for troubled waters.
Don't complain. Don't talk negative. That's average people talk normal. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions. Average people use their time to whine and complain. Average people say it's their boss' fault, it's their mother's fault. I used to be average. I used to say, when is my daddy coming to get me? When is my biological father gonna come in my life? And when I would talk like that, I end up getting kicked out of school. And when I talk like that, I end up being homeless. And when I talk like that, I was broke. And then one day I woke up and said, Eric, nobody's coming to save you.
The greatest people on the planet have suffered the most. Suffering is not bad. I'm suggesting suffering is awesome. The ego runs from suffering because it's the death of the ego. But I believe pain, difficult times, failure, loss is purification and preparation for personal heroism.
I think we have this pressure today to find our purpose, that you have to find your purpose by the time you're 25. You have to be living your purpose by the time you're 30. And we put all these false timelines on purpose. But the definition of purpose is that it's eternal. It's ever growing. It's ever evolving. It's being redefined.
Every morning, what I want you to do is to close your eyes and visualize your day going exactly the way you want it to go.
Well, I think that, I mean, this is where the why came from for me, which was I had found myself in a position in my own life where I had lost my passion for what I was doing. And superficially, my life was good. I made a decent living. I had great clients. We did great work, but I didn't want to wake up and do it again. And so I was very embarrassed by that. And I kept that to myself. And, you know, the problem with passion, you know, people gave me the same stupid advice. Do what you love. Thank you. Thanks. You know, find your passion. Thank you. Like, what am I supposed to do with that advice? And what I learned is that passion, like profit, is a result. When we commit ourselves to some higher purpose, some higher cause, passion is the result. When we work hard for something we don't believe in, it's called stress. When we work hard for something we do believe in, it's called passion.
Desire to me is a contract that you make with yourself to be unhappy until you get what you want. Okay, and I keep that in front of mind. So when I'm unhappy about something, I look for what is the underlying desire that I have that's not being fulfilled. It's okay to have desires. You're a biological creature. You're put on this earth. You have to do something. You have to have desires. You have a mission. But don't have too many. Don't pick them up unconsciously. Don't pick them up randomly. Don't have thousands of them. My coffee is too cold. Doesn't taste quite right. I'm not sitting perfectly. Oh, I wish it were warmer. My dog, you know, pooped in the lawn. I didn't like that. Whatever it is. Pick your one overwhelming desire. And it's okay to suffer over that one. But on all the others, you want to let them go so you can be calm and peaceful and relaxed.
And habits are not only the method through which we achieve external measures of success, like losing weight or gaining more, earning more money or meditating and reducing stress. They are also the path through which we achieve internal change and actually become someone new. They're the path through which we forge the identity that we have, the deepest beliefs we have about ourselves, our sense of self. And so if you can change your habits, you can change your life.
You know that I find in interviews that most people acknowledge that one half of their time is spent doing things that are not important, but that are urgent. They're proximate, they're pressing, they're popular, but they're not important. Smile about it. Say no to them. Just say no. What difference does it make? I don't even pick up the phone at home during dinner or during a family activity. I won't even take it.
Create your dream.
with Success Television.
We cannot attract anything in our life that we feel separate from. Trusting in a future that you can't see or experience, you have to lay down the very thing you use your whole life to get what you want, to trust that something greater could happen.
You gotta have a plan. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. What's the plan? And your plan has got to have something I call the C5 complex.
There's a statement in the New Testament that's called the Matthew Principle, and economists use it to describe how the economy in the world works. To those who have everything, more will be given. From those who have nothing, everything will be taken. It's like what's very pessimistic in some sense, because it means that as you start to fail, you fail more and more rapidly. But it also means that as you start to succeed, you succeed more and more rapidly. And so you take an incremental step and, well, now you can lift 55 pounds instead of 52.5 pounds. You think, well, what the hell is that? It's like it's one step on a very long journey. And so it starts to compound on you. So a small step today means puts you in a position to take a slightly bigger step the next day. And then that puts you in a position to take a slightly bigger step the next day. And you do that for 2 or 3 years, man, you're starting to stride.
Well, I had made the decision that I would either die or I would succeed. For anyone who's going through it right now, the refrain, the repeated message that I had to myself over and over again was, I cannot lose if I do not quit. And so if I could just have that, then it meant like it was like this tiny little thing. It's like, if I don't quit, I didn't lose. It just means I still get to play. Moving one foot at another, one phone call after another, one sales appointment after another, I knew that if I did that long enough, eventually it would turn around.
I got tired of losing. I got tired of coming up short. I got tired. I got tired of eating out of trash cans. I got tired of watching everybody else graduate. I got tired of seeing people ride first class. I got to go all the way to the back. I got tired. I hate it as much as you hate it. But the problem is I want it more than you want it.
I got tired of giving 70 or 80% and not living the way I want to live. I see other people winning and I'm not winning, and I want to be a winner, and I'm tired, and I got tired, y'all. So I did something about it. I woke up every day and started grinding. I was tired.
I can't lose, because losing is something that is designed for people that quit and for people that fail. I don't fail, I learn. I reevaluate, I analyze, I cross-examine, I fine-tune, I refine my craft.
It's this: never, ever give up. There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit, you'll want to go home. I've seen so many brilliant people. They gave up in life. They were totally brilliant. They were top of their class. They were the best students. They were the best of everything. They gave up. I've seen others who really didn't have that talent or that ability, and they're among the most successful people today in the world because they never quit and they never gave up.
So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time.
The only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is.
But you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Lose. I don't lose. I win. I win. That's my job. That's what I do.
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. It's necessary that you be flexible, that you are always thinking of how can I improve this better. This is a customer-driven economy. It's necessary for you to always explore various ways in which you can improve the quality of service that you're providing for the people in your organization. I remember something a major company had talked about, the extra value service they were providing for their customers. And the lady who had the news conference summarized it this way. She said, it's not our intention.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do! Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
But here's what I know. that dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. Let's say that together, please. Say, it's possible. See, sometimes we can't say, I can do that. But what we can say, that it's possible that I can have my dream. As we run toward it, as we work on it day in and day out, no one, ladies and gentlemen, could have convinced me when I started out just over 6 years ago working on my dream. And I want you to think about whatever your dream is, because I was willing to take a chance, and most people won't do that. Most of the people that you talk to try and bring them into the business.
You meet somebody wealthy? Their family at one point was not wealthy. And then the one shows up. The one. One person changes the family tree forever. In my family, I'm the one. And it wasn't because I wanted it or I hoped for it. I fought for it. I want to win. I want to fight for my family. I want my mom and dad proud of me. I want my kids proud of me. I want me proud of me. I want to look in the mirror and be happy with the man I look back at. That he gave it everything, that he went for it. But here's the truth. Most people's dreams can be bought. With enough failure, with enough rejection, they will sell their dreams. They can't still fight. They can get a little bit, but when it gets a little too hot, they go, boom, sold, buy the dream. You can have it. It's not worth it to me. And their will to win is buyable. You can buy it. But if you decide my will cannot be bought, I don't care how long it takes, you can't buy this dude out. I'll keep fighting for my family. I'm the one. I'm going to change my family tree forever. That's the decision. Decide now. You're going to keep negotiating the price, or can you not be bought?
You need to make it a habit to start every f***ing day validating yourself, because life is a marathon. And this might be a challenging leg where you're like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to do that thing. Hell no.
You got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
See, sometimes we can't say, I can do that. But what we can say, that it's possible that I can have my dream. As we run toward it, as we work on it day in and day out, no one, ladies and gentlemen, could have convinced me when I started out just over 6 years ago working on my dream. And I want you to think about whatever your dream is, because I was willing to take a chance, because most people won't do that. Most of the people that you talk to try and bring them into the business, these are not risk takers. Most people have done all that they're ever going to do. They raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die.
A lot of us are in the circumstances when it's starting where there ain't no plan B. Shit gotta work. If it don't work, what's gonna happen? You know, so if you're in that point and position, you go, what's working? And you start to get influence, or you sway to what's actually working at the moment. And your music changes and starts to sound a little bit like what's happening.
You know, I, you looking at somebody been at the bottom before. So I'm not like some rich dude whose mama and them had some money and gave me some money. Now I'm telling y'all how to get over. No, I'm going to tell you how to get over, because I've been under. I'm going to tell you how to get up, because I've been down. I'm going to tell you how to finish, because I got off to a bad start. Now I'm about to tell you two things. Now listen to me. What I'm about to tell you, this is for spiritual people only. If you're not a spiritual person, this ain't for you. If you don't believe in God, this ain't finna do nothing for you. But I ain't know you was coming, so I have no other version. This is only people who have a faith. You ain't got to be no like born again Christian or nothing like that. You got to know that God is God.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented you are. There are some times when things aren't going to go right, and you have to deal with it.
You can experience enough pain in life
that he can clobber you to the ground, and you believe you can't do it. You believe that this is it for you. No, it's not.
Because, dude, every single successful guy I know, which there's a bunch of, you know, they're all normal. They got normal, dude, they fucking struggle, man. They're, it, shit's hard. Like, it's just, they have bought into the idea that they don't require some sort of special superpower. And what ends up happening is, because you don't quit, you end up developing some superpowers.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it.
10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is, who? 10 years from now, you will surely arrive. And the question is, where? To answer the question of where you want to arrive and the kind of person you want to be, you've got to get serious.
You think when you're young that you have all this time, you have no time. There's no time. I mean, one of the quotes on the wall in the gym in there is, there is no tomorrow, from Rocky III, you know? There is no tomorrow. That, let's get all this done today.
The next year is gonna go by whether you're doing something about your life or not. You're just sitting around dreaming, someday, you know, someday I'm gonna get a different job. Someday I'm gonna change this. Well, someday ain't a day of the week. You got to say, okay, I'm going to take this small step by there, this small step by there. We don't leap tall buildings in a single bound. We take it a floor at a time.
Be the now what you want to be later. It starts right now. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that.
Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You should have quit 10 years ago when you got raped. You should have quit 10 years ago when he walked out on you. You should have been quit. You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about, you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. If I was going to quit Satan, you should have got me a 17 home. You should have broke me when I was eating out of trash can. It's too late now. I'm in the Ritz-Carlton. It's too late now.
How do you chip away? Here's how. You storytell. That is the responsibility and almost the way I feel I live. I have figured out over the last decade or two, really actually half decade to a decade, oh, I have gift for gab. Same reason I could sell, same reason, oh, I'm a good storyteller. So I'm gonna give you stories. Why do I put out those analogies, those clips saying the same shit? Because there's only 15 truths. I just have to say them a million different ways to catch you at the right time with the right slang on the right platform at the right moment.
Every business, I have 5 companies now, we'll do 100 million this year. I started every one of those companies with no money. Zero money, man, just hustle. I've called on people I didn't want to be with. I've done things I didn't want to do, okay? It is not about doing what you love. It's about doing whatever it takes to make your dreams a reality, to be closed and stay closed. If you're not closed on your product, if you're not buying your own product, why would you expect anybody else to? Man, $400 is a lot of money, your prospect says to you. $400, do it. Listen to me, man. You're 32 years old. You've been trying to save money for 20 years and you hadn't. Do it and do it now.
What do I do on those days when I don't feel like doing it? I do it. What do I do on the days where I'm filled with self-doubt? I do it. What do I do on those days where I feel sick? I do it. I just do it. Like, it's that simple, dude. And I do it regardless of how I feel.
When you crawl out from underneath the covers every morning and you sit on the edge of the bed, you have a choice before you. Don't sit there. Do the work. Do the fucking work. Fucking do it. Fucking do it. Dig fucking deep and get it done. Get fucking raw and get fucking intense. Get angry and aggressive.
Practice don't make perfect. In this league, in your position, will outwork you.
actually tougher than you think. You never knew that. And maybe you didn't want to take on the responsibility because, you know, people play a role in their own demise, so to speak. When you had opportunity to go out and explore or withdraw because you were afraid, you chose to withdraw because you were afraid. So it's not only that you were overprotected often, it's that you were willing to take advantage of the fact that you were overprotected and run back there whenever you had the opportunity.
How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth?
Trying to think your way out of overthinking is like trying to sniff your way out of a cocaine addiction. And you can't really change the mind with the mind. You have to change it with the body first. So going for a walk will do way more for your mood than sitting and thinking about and vacillating about whatever's dealing with you. If I had the choice between a good night's sleep or a hard training session, I would go to the gym because the difference in my mood before and after the gym is way more than before and after a night's sleep. So I don't disagree. The two work simpatico together. But for me, if you do not have a physical practice of some kind and you're struggling with mental health, you need to look at the physical side before you look at the mental side. That is the foundation. That's the raw materials of what your mentality is going to grow out of.
It's also very beneficial to be able to tolerate a lot of stress and still think clearly. And that's because, again, stress is inevitable. There are going to be times in which stress is going to hit and we need to maintain clarity of thought in order to make good decisions, perform well on exams, say the right thing, not say the wrong thing, etc. There's a tool from physiology that allows us to do that. And this is a tool that you use not in the moments of stress, but away from stress, in which you can train up or enhance your stress threshold to become more gritty and resilient, to basically increase your mental toughness. It involves what's called cyclic hyperventilation. What you're going to do is you're going to take 25 deep inhales and 25 exhales. And of course, you're not going to do 25 inhales and then 25 exhales. You're going to inhale and exhale 25 times, which will definitely increase the amount of adrenaline, epinephrine, in your brain and body.
The guys who are able to be biggest champions and the ones that are struggling to get to the highest level is the ability to not stay in those emotions for too long. So as soon as I experience it, I acknowledge it, I maybe, you know, burst, I scream on the court, whatever happens, but then I'm able to bounce back and reset.
You know how you get mentally tough? It's a lifestyle. Instead of hitting that snooze button in the fucking morning and not making your bed, not cleaning your house, you don't hit the snooze button. You get up. You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to make your bed? You make your bed. You don't want to clean your house? You clean your house. You don't want to study? You can study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
If somebody wants to get more mentally strong, do some hard things. Wake up early in the morning. Go do a workout. Do things that you have to push mentally through. And if you do those things and you continue to do those things, you'll get mentally stronger. The scary thing is when you give up, when you don't push, when you stay in bed, when you eat the donut, you're getting mentally weaker. So develop the muscle, develop that brain power to push through when things kind of suck. When they suck, go do them anyways.
Everybody's looking for mental toughness. Every athlete, everybody in the world is looking for mental toughness. The only way you gain mental toughness is to do things you're not happy doing. If you continue doing things that you're satisfied and that make you happy, you're not getting stronger. You're staying where you're at. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. You're not staying the same.
I decide my future because I decide what I do now. No other person can decide my fate, but I can. I can because I control my mind. My mental strength is like no other. And that is why I will succeed. Not because everything will fall in my lap, but because whatever comes my way, I will make the most of. Sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes I don't feel like it. Sometimes it all seems so far out of reach. Sometimes others doubt me, but always I back myself. I always show my mental strength.
I had like $106 in the bank, and like I said, I had to sell my dog, and things were not looking very, very good. My $40 car had just blown up, so I was taking a bus to work. I had no film history, no real film knowledge. I was just working from, I guess, instinct. And so often I had gone to fight films and or sporting films. Yes, we're going to go out there, we're going to knock them out, you're going to win. I said, no, I'm not going to win. I'm going to get destroyed. But if I can be lucid, if I can still be standing on my feet, you know what? Then life isn't so bad.
work your ass off. There is no magic pill. And it drives me crazy when people say that they don't have enough time to go to the gym for 45 minutes a day and work out, or to do something for 45 minutes to an hour a day to improve. If it is physically improved or if it is mentally improved. We have 24 hours a day. You can see how much time there is available if you organize your day. So you got to work hard.
Those are the four things in Jack Donovan's book, The Way of Men, that a man consists of. In that, then, there is, like, what do you want to do? Well, I want to have some structure in my life. Well, structure starts with priorities. What are your number one priorities? Well, me, my health, my freedom, my financial status. Got it. Let's fix those things.
I would say start where you can start. You know, if something announces itself to you, which is a strange way of thinking about it, as in need of repair that you could repair, then, hey, fix it. You fix 100 things like that, your life will be a lot different.
No more excuses. No more I'll start tomorrow. No more just this once. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more bowing down to whatever unhealthy or unproductive thoughts float through my mind. No. No more. No more waiting for the perfect moment. And no more indecision. And no more lies. No more weakness. No. No more. Now is the time for strength. And through strength and through will and through unwavering discipline, I will become what I want to be. I will become who I want to be.
Stop spending time looking for excuses. Look for solutions.